reduce the very existence of others to their own greed.
Hey there, fiends. Welcome to Rumorg Radio, another classic broadcast from the vaults. Let's step inside. From April 2009, actress Bobby Sue Luther, remembering Lux Interior from the Cramps and Friday the 13th, Part 3.
They are a sewer, dirty, irresponsible commercialism, and low morals.
We're back next week with a brand new show. Until then, friends, adios.
Are you one of the frightened?
One, two, three, four!
I'm a professional organist and I play for pay, that's all.
Thinking like that, don't that give you nightmares?
Danny says we gotta go. Gotta go to Idaho. But we can't go surfing.
Hey, we gotta.
We get them drunk? We go in the back? We get the water bed?
We gotta take turns in the back!
Well, I'm telling you, sinner, sinner, you're gonna go down there, down there. Yeah, you better be right. Sinner, you better be right.
Wow, pretty good.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Let me look at it in the mirror.
Power Man 5000. V is for vampire.
We'll be right back.
believe in the boogeyman?
Room Lord Radio, the world's original all horror broadcast.
What kind of demented soul profits from the flesh of the dead and destroys the living who get in his way?
Wait a minute. What's that sound I hear? What? I think it's...
It's me. Hey, welcome to Room Lord Radio, fiends. I'm your host and audio orchestrator, Toon Dragomir.
All he eats is pizza. I just love the way he just holds the pizza dripping above his mouth. He just slithers and slides it into his mouth. It's so sexy to eat.
This week on the broadcast.
I've been a fan since I was a little girl, really. I mean, my first recollection was, like, you know, sneaking into the video store and somehow managing to get out The Exorcist. I think everyone's got a similar story. From a very young age, I enjoyed Halloween.
Serve laid to rest in a Poughkeepsie tapes, Bobby Sue Luther joins us. Our blood spatter guide remembers the original rockabilly werewolf Lux Interior of the Cramps in Memoriam. And the Gothic critics step into the third dimension for Friday the 13th, part 3.
Did I hear you screaming?
Oh, it's probably Debbie having an orgasm. How come you never scream when we have sex?
Give me something to scream about.
Terror tunes on route this week from Motorhead, Curse, the Black Lips, Goblin, and tons more fun to come. Here's Murderland. October Sky, on your home for horror, rock and roll, Room Lord Radio. Tune in, turn on, drop dead. Let's go!
A thousand bloody horrors on this Halloween. I get so giddy every time I hear you scream. My sick obsession's getting kinda scary. I love it when you kiss me in the cemetery. Baby, I knew you were the perfect catch when you told me that you love me in the funky patch. It gave me shivers up and down my spine when you put a little blood spattered lips touch my ears. You and I, side by side, gonna die together, running until October's gone. You and I, side by side, holding hands forever, running until October. Sky, I see you walking through the dusky gloom. The candlelight lady made a certain tune. The best of graveyard through the spooky woods. Yeah, I'm feeling homicidal and you're locked out, God. You and I, side by side, gonna die together, running the dog out of the school. You and I, side by side, holding hands forever, running the dog out of the school.
Scumcats, splatter, baby, splatter, splatter.
As you climb your tenement building, climb right to the top. Think of all those lives you bring, and you know you had to stop. The misery, the discontent, the horrors that you've seen. Now your life has passed you by. Misery and justice. pretend the healthy lives you spoil. Another corpse on the stairwell, used works in a stench of piss. The desperate and the dying, just waiting for another fix. Splatter, baby, splatter. Splatter, baby, splatter. And now the deed is done. The stench of death and the loaded gun. A shot in the dark, the lonely walk through the misery that you've caused.
Get your hands off of me.
Hey, calm down.
Get away from me.
I was just trying to help.
I don't need your help, you damn little whore.
Well, fine. I wouldn't want to help an old creep like you anyway.
Damn rotten kids. They'll get what they deserve.
Yes.
They'll get what they deserve. Tonight.
Hello, it's Christina Lindberg, and you listen to Rumug Radio.
Prepare to witness.
No!
An unflinching vision.
What do you want?
Of graphic bloodshed.
He's not gonna stop.
A masterpiece of mayhem and carnage with the most inventive death scenes in years. Fear has a new face.
No!
Lay to rest. Owner rent the unrated DVD on April 21st.
Just stop the f***ing spitting.
Alright, so first of all, what is the state of the Church of Satan?
I was going to ask you about Wes Craven, and now I'm ashamed to.
Les Messman style.
Possibly the Antichrist.
Like a zombie character on Sesame Street. All of a sudden it seems so irrelevant. Continue.
I speak nothing but the fucking English language. And if that's infamous, then
tough titters.
All right, this is Feedback, and my guest this week is voluptuous vixen Bobby Sue Luther, the star of the ultra-violent slasher flick Laid to Rest, out now on DVD, courtesy of Anchor Bay Entertainment. All right, so tell me about Laid to Rest. What is it about, and what character do you play in the film?
Well, Laid to Rest is a story of a girl trying to find her identity, actually. wrapped neatly into a serial killer slasher film. It's a girl being pursued over the course of one night by a serial killer who is hell-bent on putting her back to where she came from, which is ultimately he left her in a coffin so he could finish his job. And I play the girl.
Well, can you remember where your car is or someplace I can drop you off at then?
Where the police lady is.
Called 911, that goes into the city.
The police lady will help.
Sorry, sweetie, but that's a little over 100 miles from here. Why don't you just tell me what happened? Maybe we can get you a little help.
I woke up in a dead box, and a man tried to get me.
All right. Cindy's gonna know what to do.
So you not only star in the film, you're also one of the producers. So could you tell me how you got involved with the project on both of these fronts?
Well, Rob and I had set out to make this film together. And so from the onset, he was to write and direct it, and I was to star and produce it. I did not just have a title. I was absolutely 100% involved in every single process of the film. There wasn't a person hired, a check written, or something returned. I didn't have my hand or finger in that pie of.
So what was your relationship with Robert Hall? Had you worked with him previously on anything?
Well, Rob and I are married.
Well, that's one way to get the star and role in a movie, isn't it? Marry the director. So I was really surprised at the sheer brutality of the kills. Obviously, it was a very conscious effort was made to make the kills as creatively painful as possible. So I'm assuming then that you were involved in some of these discussions.
Absolutely. You know, it's actually funny because the Jonathan Scheck death was, that was added after our principal photography. We went to Maryland for 24 days and that was not part of that 24-day shoot. That was actually a pickup day here in Los Angeles. And we added that because we felt like it wasn't brutal enough. And so, you know, it was a collective with, you know, Rob, myself, and the other producers, that basically said we needed a little bloodier. So we went back in and we added, the montage in the beginning as well as the Jonathan Scheck piece. So, sorry, my dog is barking in the background.
So you're going to be seen in the remake of Kevin Tenney's Night of the Demons. What can you tell us about that?
Well, actually, it's this time around, it's Adam Girosh's Night of the Demons.
They wanted to party and raise some hell. And they did. Night of the Demons.
Where are you going? The party's just begun.
We went down to New Orleans to shoot this behemoth, and it looks fantastic, it sounds fantastic, and the cast is really good, and, you know, he really did a nice job. I think the fans of the original will really be excited to see this remake. I think he really paid close attention to the things that people really love about the original, but made it his own flavor as well.
Along with these films, you also were recently seen in the Poughkeepsie Tapes, so it appears as though you're well on track to emerge as a bona fide veteran scream queen. Are you a big fan of the genre?
I'm a very big fan of the genre. I've been a fan since I was a little girl, really. I mean, my first recollection was sneaking into a video store and somehow managing to get out The Exorcist. I think everyone's got a similar story. But I'd have to say my, you know, from a very young age, I enjoyed Halloween. Oh my God, Rob's calling me in my house phone right now. So yeah, anyways, when I was a youngster, I really enjoyed the Halloween series. And, you know, I think I drew some parallels with the Danielle Harris character, you know, in 4 and 5, because I was about her age at that time. And so, as a result, I really loved 1 and 2. I wasn't a huge fan of number 3, but I think the first one that really scared the bejesus out of me was Hellraiser, because I had really vivid dreams as a kid, and I just thought that was just so scary.
We'll tear your soul apart.
Super duper scary, but I love Michael Myers. I've got affinity in my heart for Michael Myers.
So finally, I have to ask you about this. It's not horror related, but I'm a huge fan. You were in an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. So can you tell me what that was like?
Yeah, actually, it's really, really unique because there was no script. There was just an outline, and everybody on the set was really cool. They're almost identical to who they are on the show, except for Larry. Larry's actually quite reserved and pretty quiet.
Where do you live?
In Los Angeles? I noticed they got some, they got some monkeys out there, huh?
Yeah.
You don't get much pockets in there, huh? You don't have too many pockets there.
We don't need pockets.
I couldn't live without pockets. Look, I'm not a dentist, but I enjoy discussing dental hygiene. They're monkeys. They'll attack you. They'll claw you to death. I'd say gum stimulation, very important. Flossing. There are people, though, let's face it, who do have a foot odor problem.
Are you saying I have dirty feet?
We went from, you know, one extreme to the other where he's super quiet and then we were sitting there, you know, bullshitting, or I probably shouldn't say that on the radio, but on set. So it was a really wonderful experience. It's a great show. I've been a fan of it well before I was on it, and it's been, you know, something that is a highlight of my career, certainly.
For more information on Bobby Sue's latest flick, go to www.laidtorest.com.
If you dare.
I pee sitting down. You pee sitting down? Yeah. Have you ever tried it? No. It's more comfortable. When you get up during the night, you don't have to turn the light on and wake up. And you get to read.
What are you reading?
I'm reading a lot of stuff.
What stuff?
If I pee 20 times during a day, I can get through the whole New York Times, for God's sake.
20 times?
Yeah. Hey, buddy, when you're peeing all over your shoe, I'm learning something.
Why do you pee sitting down?
Many reasons.
You crap standing up?
Boom. Roasted.
Mad Sin.
Every night is a Saturday night. Every day is a beautiful day. Every night's just Saturday night to me. To me. As I walk down last lonely highway, I have a running thought. And my only consolation is that I never will get caught. Is to say the can of pain that I have inflicted. That's it. But I wrote my lifetime stories on a brick. Here comes the light now. Every night.
is the Creep Knicks, surfing with Satan. Hang 10, baby. Oh, yeah. Now it's time to hang 10. Shoot a curl right on over to Shannon and see what's happening.
Hey, Toon. Nice beard. Makes you look good in a transient-y sort of way. Hey, everyone. It's Shannon, and I'm here to let you know what's going on horror-wise around the world. The World Horror Convention will be taking place in Winnipeg, April 30th to May 3rd. The theme this year is In the Dead of Winter, Hear the Wind Scream. Program items include the do's and don'ts of terrifying young children, discussions on some of the scariest films for kids, panel discussions, and more. You must register to go. For registration forms and details, go to whc2009.org. Dead by Dawn is happening the same weekend, April 30th to May 3rd in Edinburgh, Scotland. The festival and its infamous all-night sessions will be back again. Tickets are $104, and you can find out more about the festival from deadbydawn.co.uk. And next weekend, it is the Texas Frightmare Weekend, May 1st to 3rd. Screenings of Laid to Rest and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, among many others. And guests such as Alice Cooper, Linda Blair, and Derek Mears will be there, but so will a whole host of other Horror Hall of Famers. Tickets are $50 for a weekend pass. Get them by going to TexasFrightmareWeekend.com. And if there's something going on in the horror world you'd like to let me know about, send me an email, Shannon@RumorgRadio.com.
Gracias, Shannon. Yeah, here's Curse. Graveyard Shuffle. Radio.
Hey, baby, have you been? I said, hey there, love, where have you been? Take a walk with me down to the darker side of town.
black lips trapped in a basement.
I'm trapped in a basement, and there's no way out. I'm my father's favorite. Without a doubt, I haven't seen the sun for 24 years. But now my time is here. It's over now. It's over now. It's over now. Trapped in a basement. Am I a fool?
The Dead Vampires.
And Bat from the Dead Vampires.
And you're listening to
Rue Morgue Radio,
your number one.
Night is my domain.
I'm Tomb Dragomir, yes, your blood spatter guide to music. This week, filling in for Lisa on Rue Morgue Radio, as we salute another fallen soldier in the great rock and roll graveyard, the original creature from the Black Weather Lagoon, Gramps Rockman and seminal punk rock hero, Lux Interior.
Gramps, stop!
Born Eric Lee Perkheiser in Ohio in 1946, Lux Interior, who apparently stole that name, by the way, from a car commercial, formed the Cramps back in 1976 with his best girl, Poison Ivy. Pairing B-movie camp lyrics with a ferocious, stripped-down rockabilly surf sound, the Cramps were a brave new wave in the Manhattan punk scene and the sound coming out of venues like CBGB's and Max's Kansas City. It's one of the few bands of the time to really understand punk's potential for theater and spectacle. The Cramps were about the show. Even once performing notoriously for the inmates at a California State Mental Hospital.
Welcome to Green Park Asylum for the incurably insane. There's just one problem. Someone has mixed up all the files, and you can't tell the inmates from the doctors.
On stage, Lux was a sleazy shaman shaking his rock and roll stick in your face. A teenage werewolf with little regard for his own mortal self. I remember one show in Toronto back in the early 90s at the Opera House, where that scaled the loudspeaker must have been 30 feet above, slithering, writhing, and hurling himself back to Earth. Over the years, Lux Interior left his fingerprints on a couple of horror flicks as well. You got Texas Chainsaw 2, Near Dark, Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah. That's the one where the corpses start eating the people, right? Sure.
If you listen closely in Bram Stoker's Dracula, you can hear Lux Interior, who was called in at the last second to redub Gary Oldman's scream of agony, as he finds out the love of his life has committed dear suicide.
My prince is dead. All is lost without him. May God unite us in heaven.
Seductive, elusive, obsessive, reclusive, Lux Interior embodied the sexual rebellion and late-night spook show sleaze at the heart of his lyrics, existing comfortably on the fringe of rock society for some 30 years before succumbing to a heart condition at the age of 62 at Glendale Memorial Hospital this past February.
All is lost without him. May God unite us in heaven.
So we sadly say goodbye to a man who was once quoted as saying, "Rock and roll is so great that everyone in the world should think that it's the greatest thing that's happening. If they don't, they're turds." So adios, Mr. Interior, and may your music live on in cool new bands like the White Stripes and the Black Lips, as well as the sexiest, wettest little corner of my heart. Here's the Cramps.
Your ass, ball eater, hung 10. The whole dads and Grammy say you reach top, and so to the dead, through the lights, the surfing dead. Ooh, make it tight. The living dead now, baby, lose their heads now, baby, doing the dead. Had your Harry Potter with a four on the floor, but your A-bones busted, and you through the door, so do the dead.
Bambina and the Skeletons, Zombie Crush.
Hello, this is Stacy Keach, the host of the Twilight Zone radio dramas. You can purchase and download classic Twilight Zone episodes with new casts and new audio production exclusively here at TwilightZoneRadio.com.
Log on to our new and improved official Twilight Zone radio dramas website at TwilightZoneRadio.com, where you can download 3 Twilight Zone radio dramas absolutely free.
We'll find them. We don't quit. We don't sleep.
It's like you found yourself a hole in the ground there, Will. What do you think, cowboy?
Miners.
He didn't say miners. He used the word for when animals dig. Burrowing.
All around us.
The Burrowers. Coming soon to DVD from Lionsgate.
Thank you.
che il gallo canti 235 volte, me la darai.
Cosa?
Oh, ma certo. L'anima. La tua anima.
Hello everybody, this is Andrew Reed and I do the Pray Dead for Rumor Magazine. Yo, I'm Festival of Fear with me. Oh, is that good? Yeah, okay.
The Caustic Critics. Critics.
Controversial. Unrelenting. It's brutal. It's nasty.
Sensational.
The worst of the worst.
Offend everyone equally.
Bowling.
They're real.
This stuff shit scrapes off the bottom of its shoes.
They're mean.
So what was the actor's name?
Oh, God, what a plank he is.
They're here.
Are you ready? It's time for the Caustic Critics. They're here. All right, this is feedback. So the past few weeks we've been going through the Friday the 13th reissues, and it would be just wrong if we failed to discuss Friday the 13th Part 3 in 3D, which was the third title to get the deluxe edition reissue treatment from Paramount in anticipation of the horrible Friday the 13th remake.
Sex. You guys are getting boring, you know that?
What would a weekend in the country be without sex?
Joining me today is Rumorg Magazine's art director and resident Jason Voorhees fetishist, Mr. Gary Pullen. How are you, Gary?
I'm doing okay, thanks.
So Friday the 13th in 3D. This actually comes with a 3D version of the film and a two pairs of 3D glasses.
Yeah, which seems all really exciting.
Until you try to actually... Watch 3D.
The fucking movie.
Which doesn't work at all. So describe to me your experience.
Okay, like I think people are having different experiences on different televisions and whatnot with the movie. I don't have a high-def TV yet. Mm-hmm. But our TV, it worked a little bit. It didn't look as good as it did in the theater because the Royal shows it like once a year. Yeah. It looks fantastic.
I've seen it a couple of times.
Absolutely, me too. And it's a lot of fun to watch with a drunk and high audience. So, watching it at home, you know, you put on the 3D glasses. They have, like, the markings of Jason's mask on them, which is kind of cool.
They're good collectibles.
It's kind of a cool collectible, and you realize how geeky you are when you kind of appreciate that. But, you know, watching the movie, it wasn't all that effective. It was a little really grainy. The red and the blue weren't really kind of – things weren't matching up well for me.
The 3D never seemed to – go beyond the plane of the television. Like, the effect just didn't work.
No, it doesn't work quite as well as it does. You need to see this movie in the theater.
God damn it, Harold! I spent all day yesterday washing your clothes. Look what you're doing to them. You know I work very hard around here trying to keep up with you and all your sloppy habits, and I get no help from you at all.
The first few opening shots with the camera diving in between those sheets and everything, if you get to see it, it really is amazing.
Yeah, I think Steve Miner did a good job, and his 3D tech guys, they did a great job during the time, which was like, what, 1982.
And of course, what's important to note is that this is the first film where Jason stumbles upon his ubiquitous hockey mask. And it was also shot in Canada, hence the hockey mask connection.
Great White North. Beauty.
We've got to talk about the kills.
Kills are pretty memorable.
They're amazing, especially if you do get to see them in 3D. Really great use of the third dimension for all the kills. That knife into the eye contraption. That
yeah, the guy getting his head crushed and the eyeballs coming out at you. The guy doing the handstand and getting sliced in half.
Awesome.
Andy!
Yeah?
One thing I want to say about the DVD, too, is the extras. Where's the lost ending? They could have included the lost ending. There's an alternative ending to Part 3. Where...
There actually are no special features on the disc.
Didn't your mama teach you manners? If you want something, you ask. Nice.
Please, be cool.
May I please have the wallet? You mean... May I please have the wallet, ma'am?
Bill. The motorbike gang is awesome. Especially they look like they ran to the Halloween costume store and bought cheap motorbike gang Halloween costumes.
They look like the guys that were rejected from the movie Mother's Day.
or rejects from Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
What do you think this is all about? You think this is a fucking costume? This is a way of life.
Oh, yeah.
And the music in this, and especially the main theme, the music is great, and it also reminded me of the theme from Return of the Living Dead.
You know what? I'd say Friday the 13th Part 3 in 3D isn't really a deluxe version. It's missing the lost ending. The 3D doesn't look very good. They tricked us.
It's got an awesome fucking 3D lenticular cover, and that's about it.
You put a hockey mask on anything, and we'll lay down our hard-earned cash.
All right, now when they come out with Part 4, you're going to come back and talk to me about it.
Absolutely.
I want to talk
part
about 4
is my favorite of the series, bar none.
All right, until next time, this is Feedback.
And this is Ghoulish Gary saying... Ch-ch-ch.
You to have a good time this weekend. What happened to me at the lake happened a long time ago. I'm fine, really, okay? Just forget about me.
Oh, I'm supposed to forget that we've been friends.
I'm the one you never see in the dead of night, peeking in your window, staying out of sight. Go to bed, lock the door, don't look in the mirror. I was right behind you, smiling like a killer. I'm the knocking at your door when you're all alone. I'm the scratching zombie claw in your twilight zone. Cut your throat, catch your breath, blood run like a river. Last thing you see before your death, smiling like a killer. Killers in the house, killers in the yard. Smile, 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 killers, they're so hard. Smiling at your kids, smiling at your mom, smiling at your pets. They know where you come from, they know where you come from. I'm the razor at your throat in your fever dreams. I'm the one to get your goat, nothing's what it seems. Freeze your smile, stop your heart, creep and crawl and slither. Come to you and make my mark, smiling like a killer. Killers in your room, squirming in your chair. Smile, 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 killers in a fair. Smiling in a crowd, smiling all alone. Smiling in your ear, call you on the phone, call you on the phone.
That's it for me. I'm too hooped to pop. Thanks for tuning in to the world's original all-horror broadcast. Till next time, fiends, here's Danny and the Nightmares. Adios!
I was just a rock and roll with my girl. All around the world, they were spying. Messing with my life, I tried to be right. Flying a kite in the wicked sky. The haunted house was duplicated. I was in a house, a haunted house. It's mouth to mouth, kissing Marilyn in the graveyard. A haunted house of horror. The Grim Reaper stopped by, was glad to see me. At death's door they flushed.
fake blood. The freaks they were, the living corpses. Times were the lurching, the caramel popcorn, even which set a house, a haunted house. All my life I've lived in two houses, haunted house, a haunted house, like a scary movie without end. You can't watch pornography without being affected. My golden heart was mysteriously neglected. I tripped on my troubles, riding the sunshine. I tried to call her, but the undertaker answered the haunted house upon a hill. I was a fool to the funeral girl. A haunted house, I swear I was there. Love ain't no game, it's always the same. Once you go, you may never come back. Sex is such a fantastic terror. It's over so fast, and the ghost of our love, a haunted house. So long ago, what a dream. I was so scared, a haunted house of some pain. A haunted house for you and me. Smiled at me like true love doubts, till the night would come with fire. Sorrow came to view and calamity too. Every secret vice gained up on me. A haunted house, a haunted house. I lived in a haunted house, a haunted house. I was so in love in a haunted house. It was all I knew. I went a haunted house to get away from your love. I went a haunted house to get away from your love. I went a haunted house to get away from your love. I went a haunted house to get away from your love.
Bye-bye.
Rock and roll is so great that everyone in the world should think that it's the greatest thing that's happening. If they don't, they're turds.
Damn right.
Hey, buddy, when you're peeing all over your shoe, I'm learning something.